10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. I like that shirt.
Yeah. We got a lot of fans showing up with us here today.
Dolly Parton. That wasn't Dolly. That wasn't Dolly. I like rattling Hunter. Hunter likes, he's a give and take guy. He's a give and
is
take
he?
Guy.
I'm
I don't
not
know.
Rattled, though. That's the thing.
He's not. I don't think he is a give and take guy. And I think he felt like, really bad about the whole coffee incident at the Tundra Trio.
Well, he knows I didn't feel bad, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. So you think so? You're saying Hunter's more sensitive than you are?
No,
that's
I'm saying
what you're saying.
He's more sensitive than you are.
He's closer to Jason
less
on the sensitivity
yes,
scale than
thank
to
you, Jesse.
Yeah,
no. Like
Hunter,
if,
fair.
If this is
fair
the scale, he's
if
definitely
Jason,
this way.
If Jason is telling me Hunter's more, and I need to probably dial it back. That's no. the understanding I'm getting.
I think we pushed the envelope on him.
All right,
and at first
pull
he
back
was,
because if it's not fun, I don't want to do it.
Aww.
No, I'm having
with
fun.
With you, I know I can push. Jason, there's a window where he's learning and he's taking more than he did when we started. Hunter's
you
probably
like his diagnosis.
I did, much like the middle finger I got on the drive down.
Yeah.
So
here's rather have that than me moon you.
Yes. Yeah, that's
okay.
fair.
Fair.
Also,
well, there you go.
All right. So speaking of being sensitive, you're a disgrace to the profession.
Big J. I think he said you're a disgrace to Big J.
Another tough loss for journalism.
Journalism keeps getting its brakes beat in.
Tough week.
I don't know what ATP stands for, so I don't want
to. It's a tennis tour.
Yeah, the tennis.
I don't know if that's the way it's being used, and you're a disgrace to the profession.
At this point, maybe?
Oh, at
this point.
Tim, meanwhile. That was from, I want to get everybody credit here. Formerly a bit too excited about Wallace and Gromit would be this person.
Yeah. What's Gromit?
I believe that's a cartoon.
We'll do a DG only.
Like anime? Anime?
No.
Okay.
This is pure conjecture, and I'm sad that an award-winning Jason Wilde.
Well, you haven't won an award
three
in a time. While.
Three-time award-winning.
When's the last time you won an award?
To drive down this very dark street with his headlights off.
Oh.
And then poor Brian Bulaga is forced to comment, I changed the station.
No.
It was so troubling.
No.
First off, great visual he's painting.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. You got the headlights off in a tunnel. You got Bulaga.
He doesn't hear
poor
you because he turned off the show.
Poor little Brian can't handle
it. Or is he talking about Brian Gutekunst who asked
him? No, he's talking about Bulaga because we talked about it when Bulaga was on. And then when you've lost Count Pacula, you're in
that
trouble.
Name. Count, come on back. Count Pacula,
making
great.
Up drama isn't happening.
So let me take you a little inside the bird's nest here.
Did we even offer the context of what this was about? This was about the Elton Jenkins
if I may,
thing yesterday.
If I may.
I was going
Pacula,
to explain that, but I've lost
it's him, and who's
in.
The other guy?
Count Pacula.
First off,
somebody
thank
likes
you
Wallace
for listening.
And
I was telling Jesse this on the way down. I love passion. I want you, if you're mad at us and you're irritated, great. Stop being a baby and turning off the station. Deal with it and come at us and talk to us about it. Like, I have no problem. I want you to say, Jason, your journalism sucks.
I don't want you to say that.
No, hear me out.
This is like what we were just talking about.
Hear me out.
5 minutes ago.
Because we have been doing this 10 years.
All right, we haven't even gotten to 9 yet.
You haven't? Oh, it's not. Okay, we're almost 9. It feels like
20, going on 10.
It feels like 20 some days, especially after a 5-day bender in Vegas. Anyways.
Bender?
I had a couple bendy days.
Wow.
Yeah. If you look at our track record, do I sometimes speculate and think of what could happen? And does it always come to fruition? No. But what it is, I'm telling you how guys think. I've been there. I understand that Elton Jenkins is not going to be happy that he's moving spots and his guaranteed money on his contract is running out. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you that's how it goes. Now, does that mean he's going to hold out and not go? No. But if you don't think they're having those conversations, you want to be an ostrich, put your head in the sand and not care, that's fine. I like having my head up and say, oh, boy, is that a pretty picture of Dolly Parton. Oh, this is a great sports book. I'm not going to shove my head in this box and fry myself. I like to look. And it doesn't mean it's all
fry
right there.
Fry yourself in the box.
Well, you so know what dramatic. I
mean. So I want to have.
Driving down a dark street.
No one can see the box except us three.
What I would like. Well, this little scan here. What I like is to think ahead and see what's going to happen here. What are the potential things? And then we can conversate about it. Sometimes it comes to fruition. Sometimes it's not. You remember when the whole Aaron Rodgers thing happened? Mm-hmm. And hey, maybe we have some knowledge on stuff. And maybe there's a little crumb here or kernels that might say this is percolating. It had the same people, and I don't know if it was Count Pacula, come at you with the big J back then. Oh, you guys are da-da-da-da-da. And then you know what happened? Old boy didn't come to camp and was pretty irritated. It kind of was a story. Don't think this is going to get to that point. But if you don't think when a guy has played a long time and you're talking about money that it's going to be an issue, you just aren't looking at the big picture on things. Elgton Jenkins more than likely will be here, and he's going to be playing center for the Green Bay Packers. I would bet there's going to be some type of maneuvering contractually to do that. Is he in Green Bay right now? Jason brought up the fact they didn't see him, even though there were a ton of pictures of guys at camp. If he's not there, guess what, guys? There's workout bonuses in play. Guys don't give up money. It is a story. You don't have to like it, but it's an issue. And until you see that he's up there working, you probably want to read the breadcrumbs and say, hey, maybe your starting center, who you just rearranged your own line for, might not be happy. And that's okay. It's April, May. There's time to figure all of this out. Jason, did I illustrate kind of the thought process fairly well?
You did. And if Elgton Jenkins is who the Packers say he is in their minds, it would also behoove them to do something with his contract. He has 2 years remaining. His cap number for this year is $17.6 million. His cap number for next year, 2026, is $24.8 million. His base salary for this year is $11.7 million. His base salary for next year is $18.5 million. He is moving positions to, by the way, a lower-paying position on the offensive line. He is doing it at the team's behest. He has accepted that. First of all, if you think that I bring up stuff that I have not at least gotten whiffs of from other people before I bring it up, then you don't know who the hell I am, and you don't watch the show or listen to the show.
Yeah, Count Pacula.
So that's fine. You wanna say that I'm stirring up drama where there isn't any? I can tell you that I'm not.
Why are you always trying to
matter of fact,
stuff up,
Jason, if I may interject, I'm irritated you don't do it more. Continue.
Appreciate that. So look, am I saying that Elgton Jenkins is not going to be at training camp in July? No, I'm not saying that. I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. But I think we can say fairly safely that if the Packers view him as an all-pro center, which is out of Goody's mouth, then I think it's reasonable for him to say, hey, I got 2 years left on this deal. I got very large cap numbers. You can lower those by giving me some guaranteed money. That protects me from injury and costing myself money. It helps you with your cap space. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
I think that is completely reasonable, and I think that is what most likely will occur, because if I am Elgton Jenkins – and I work for the Green Bay Packers, who don't like to have 30-year-olds on their roster, I want to get some protection now while I'm still 29.
Correct.
And if that's not going to happen, then the problem that I have, and this is, and look, I'm not picking on any fans in particular.
Oh, Count Pacula.
Fans, no, not even him. He wasn't even the one with the disgrace.
I just love
to the
name, Count Pacula.
Yeah, he wasn't the one with the disgrace to the profession. But the only thing players have to use as leverage is to withhold their services, and even that is pretty crappy leverage. You played in the league 11 years. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people get unhappy with players when they don't like where their contract is at. Now, Mike McKenzie, back in whatever that year that was with you, 2002 or something like that, when he had 3 years left on his deal, he played 1 year of his new deal and wanted another new deal, that's different. But Elgton Jenkins has been the player he's been. If he wants to have his contract sweetened, what bothers me is that fans somehow don't care that teams cut guys all the time with years existing on their contracts.
Jason.
Doesn't happen. I understand. They cheer for the team. But baseball players.
That's a really good interjection. That's exactly what I was going to say.
He cut you off, right?
Baseball players, they sign the contract, they're guaranteed all the money. NBA players, guaranteed all the money. Jordy Nelson had 2 years left on his deal when the Packers cut him. Mm-hmm. Anybody stand up and say, that's not fair to Jordy?
Yeah, actually.
No, they, well, I did.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah. not fans, right? Hey, how much, what's the favorite activity in the offseason other than who are they going to pick in the draft? It's, hey, how can we save some cap room? What's the cap hit on that guy? How much cap savings do we save
owners.
If we cut that guy?
It's because we're the owners and we care about our
All
family.
I'm saying is that if you think Elgton Jenkins is undeserving of a adjusted contract with 2 years left on his deal when it could also help the Packers' cap situation by guaranteeing money up front now and pushing the charge out, mm-hmm. then I don't know what – I can't help you, as Winston Moss once told me. So, again, this is not something that was – created out of thin air, and I will leave it at that.
What does that mean?
It means that it's not my imagination.
So do you believe Elgton Jenkins is in Green Bay?
I believe that Elgton Jenkins would like his contract improved.
Well, what city is he living in right now?
Well, he's not in Rockford, which is where we are at the
well, you're sharp.
Rockford
you're sharp today. Either I'm delirious and I'm really non-sharp, which is possible. Or you're extra sharp.
A little bit of both.
We are at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I used the restroom in the last break. Boy, would Kohler Services love to see that. Not because it looks like the restrooms that you're getting sent you. Because it looks like a Kohler Service.
I'm not going to lie to you. I saw the worst bathroom alignment. It was at a golf course. I'm going to say where. It's a golf course in Vegas. You go in.
Are you worried that they're listing?
No, I don't. I'm not going to give a pup.
For their bad bathroom?
Well, yeah, it's liability. Whatever else.
Liability?
Why on earth would you ever have...
Slander.
Why would you ever have a single deal where you open the door and it's just, you know how there's the single, right? You're not where you walk in and there's urinals and there's bathrooms. Mm. This was a single deal, and it was the toilet here and a urinal there. What? Is there anybody getting... Both of us went in and were like, I'll just wait for you.
Well, was it a single person thing?
No, it was a pooper and a urinal. And is there ever going to be somebody just sitting there like, hey, Johnny, come on in?
No.
No, like who is no, ever going to do that?
So I have seen this in other establishments.
Why would you ever design it that way?
Because it's a single person bathroom regardless.
Yeah.
It's just
there's
whatever
two
you have to, right, for the one person, depending on what you have
no.
to do there.
Are you
it
a
is not designed for you and Luke Fickell if to both go to the bathroom together and one of you sit and one of you stand at the urinal.
What I mean, just a completely diabolical. I looked at it and I thought, you know what I need to do? We need to get Kohler Services out here now. If you've been putting off your bath or shower remodel, or if you have a pooper and a urinal right next to each other sitting there.
Stop saying pooper.
Now is the time to turn to Kohler Services, a family-owned business for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life this month only. Get $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel and no interest financing for 12 months. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote, and you're going to get fast, professional installation, always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
It wasn't Todd Blackledge again, was it?
That's always a concern.
No, it wasn't. But it was Kirk Penny, and we walked in, and like, Kirk, why don't you go first? I'll catch up. But then I was asking him, and he's like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. He didn't understand. And he, New Zealand.
They had bathrooms like that in New Zealand?
Maybe it's more. It was something else.
More Wilde and Tausch live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford next, so stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So I don't know how this compares to Count Pacula, but Putin Tame in our ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments. I would just say this. We appreciate listening. If you write nine consecutive posts in the comments. That's a lot. Let me be more clear about my position on players. It is not a balanced agreement in the NFL as it is with baseball and basketball. And you can say that as a fan, you prefer the NFL's contract structures, so you don't have the Teddy Higuera contract or whatever other ones you look back on Brewers history and say, well, they paid the guy and then he was injured all the time and all that. I get it. I understand it. But you can't – the idea of getting mad and saying, as Putin says here, he signed a contract. Yeah, so did the Packers. They signed the contract too. So why is it that when the team cuts a player who has time left on his contract, you have no problem with it at all? But when a player doesn't get to the end of the contract and says, I'd like to restructure, then that's the – or how about the, hey, we're only going to keep you if you take a pay cut from what we agreed to pay you for this season.
Sure.
I understand you're a fan of the team, okay? But – why do we side with the billionaire owners?
Why it's so hard that you don't get Wyatt a new contract?
Yeah, and they are hedging their bets on him as well.
Here's the deal. We all know what we sign up for. Is it fair? We get to collectively bargain the whole thing. We can't win. We've battled. We've tried. We've made improvements. There are too many. You have 31 billionaires that will hold out and get what they want.
And like an 18th game.
We've come to the conclusion, let's do the best we can. It's not going to be perfect. The alternative to what you're saying, which happens in baseball and other sports, the injury rate is a lot less, as we all know. If that's the road that we wanted to go down as a union, we would all have one-year contracts with very few exceptions. That's not what players want. Players want to get the big chunk of money guaranteed. If you're good enough, like Elton is, once that guarantee part of your contract runs out, you then re-leverage because you're not losing anything. You can lose part of your proration of your signing bonus, but that's where you turn them into option bonuses. It's a business, and you can complain about it, but you sign the contract. It allows Green Bay to get out of the contract.
It does.
As a player, you can withhold services, but you're going to be fine because that is also in the agreement.
Right.
So why do fans feel that way? I've told you this a million times. This is not going to change. And by the way, night and day different from where it was. It used to be greedy. We have now, I think from a player's standpoint, told enough stories, let enough people understand how this is structured. But fans are always going to, because the team is always going to be there. The player eventually goes away. And you can love a player like Jordy was beloved. The NFL cycle keeps on going, and you're going to be rooting for the Packers. And what they've done a great job of with the salary cap is they make it believe if you are viewed as an overpaid player, you're hurting the team because you don't get the other assets. And the league has done a good job of, well, we can't. If they want you, they will find a way to pay you your fair market. If they don't, they will use that as an excuse to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
That is the business. It is not fair, and that's why I'm, you know,
so
you say,
having been a player rep,
yeah,
right, and we heard this. Remember when Rodgers like called the show after he had left a meeting in Indianapolis
he
with
was
the NFLPA?
Up luggage, even though I think he's flying private,
and he was all pissed off because no one would listen to him, and he was trying to argue his. Now again, he's not the guy that's trying to make a roster every year, so his perspective was different, but. No. What I don't understand why players have not stood harder on, look, we need health insurance coverage for longer than 5 years after we retire. We need to be taken care of longer. We're the ones putting ourselves at risk for our billionaire owners. And we would like something closer to guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
I understand you're not going to get them fully guaranteed. I understand that is a drawback for baseball and basketball that, like the Milwaukee Bucks, have a guaranteed contract for Damian Lillard at $58 million next year, and he's not going to play. I get that. It's not that I don't understand it. But if you can't see the double standard here, and this is the example I use all the time, this is not about access or wanting the players to like me. They're not listening to the show. They are not sitting there, oh, Jason's on our side. They don't give a damn what side I'm on. But I will tell you this. Nick Collins was on this show a couple of weeks ago. He withheld his services during an offseason, wanting a long-term deal going into the last year of his deal. He broke his freaking neck the following year, and his life would be vastly different had he not withheld his services to get an extension. Ask Ryan Grant, who was supposed to play on a $300,000 contract in a year he had 1,200 yards, and tell me that would have been fair to him. So, please, explain to me why you want to side with billionaires, because they own the team? The Packers are different. I get it. But to pretend that these guys, who are the ones that are putting themselves at risk, don't deserve better than that, I'm sorry, we're going to disagree. I don't care if you write another 40 responses in the chat function on YouTube.
I want to see this. Yeah, it is what it is. The idea that Elgton Jenkins is due to make $18 million, I think fans look at it like that's fair. That's what he should do. That's what he signed for. Not really probably looking at the big picture of it. And I don't have a problem with fans. I just want to make sure everybody gets both sides of the story.
That's all I'm asking.
What it looks like. And I don't have a problem with fans always pulling on the team side of it. I get that. Players now don't care. They're going to do what's in their best interest. And I'm good with that. So it's going to get worked out. The scenario will get worked out. It'll work out the way it wants. And if they didn't think Elgton Jenkins could play, they'll say, we're good. If they and they now need him to be center, this is the time to do what he is. If he does this is the time. It's not if he has a bad season at center. You think they're going to say, Elgton, we really appreciate you switching spots and doing the best you can. We're going to give you a big
good luck with the Panthers.
I got a hunch it's going to be a deuces B. So you utilize the leverage you get. Players have very little. So you can call me a player homer. I 100% am. Guilty as charged, Your Honor. So go ahead and get it. And if they, because I promise you, if they don't want to go down that road, they won't. And they will go, hey, we'll give old Monkey a chance to try at center. That's what they'll do.
Right. Jacob Monk could very well be their starting center in 2026 if they don't like what they see from
Elgton.
Exactly. With a $24 million cap number for the following season.
Yep.
We'll shift gears. Congratulations. I don't get riled up that often, but I think I made a pretty fair point. Puddin' tame. Whatever that means. What it does mean for us is that Steinhoffel's Memorial Day mattress sale is here. Save up to $900 on select adjustable base sets, plus get up to $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. And take advantage of Steinhoffel's special 60-month financing. Get a queen Tempur-Pedic mattress for only $48 a month or a Beautyrest black mattress for only $36 per month. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. More Wilde and Tausch live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at zimbrickchevrolet.com.
Continuing live from Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It's starting to...
Oh, look at old Giggly. Just came from the sports book. It looks like he's got some ideas. Old Giggly.
Old Giggly. You've got a lot of sheets of paper is what you have.
How much do we pay you?
More than we should.
Not enough to drive you around.
That's probably fair.
Why so chipper? Gipper?
Well, I had a fun idea for a new segment that we could do here while we were
with your money.
At the heart. Yes, with my real money.
Okay.
Just like our real projections with prize picks, we have real wagers that we can put
should
in
we,
here.
Should we take a break
Hard
before
Rock
we
Casino
do that?
Rockford. Nope. We're in it. So, this is a new segment that I came up with called Rock It or Knock It.
Okay. So it's... I don't want to be the hall monitor.
Yeah, you do, though.
But it's 10:48, and we're just starting our third segment of the hour.
Where did it go weird today?
Well, I mean,
we started the 10 o'clock hour very late.
An extra 7 minutes
trivia.
On street
then,
names.
Oh, that trivia kind of did us in.
And then I had a rant, which is not usually the
Elton Jenkins
operating procedure. So let's do this.
Got four good ones.
We will play Rock It or Knock It, presented by the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Although, in fairness to Hard Rock Casino Rockford, this may be a terrible idea, and they've been incredible hosts. So if this idea sucks,
no,
we
workshop. It's a good idea.
Oh, you workshopped it on the ride.
I put in wagers, and you decide whether you're going to rock it with me or you're going to knock it because you think it's dumb.
Yeah.
Rock it or knock it.
Ah, well, why don't we take a moment?
Huh? What about rock it or sock it?
He's
like,
so
sock it out of here.
This is a great idea.
I think it's fun.
I'm not questioning
our
whether
car
it's a
was
idea.
Proud of this one on the drive down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about Coors Light so we can play Rock It or
that a great trip. A lot of Coors Lights I rocked. Brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold packaged, and cold filtered. And, man, I made sure it was beautiful out. Well, it rained in Vegas, but it was also warm. Made sure that my bottles, and you know I love the wide mouth. When I'm golfing, I love the little twist off. And the silver bullet with all those mountains being blue, that's when I know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I've been told that it's a great idea. At least that's what was agreed upon in your vehicle on the drive down.
It's a great idea.
I-39, rock it or knock it or maybe sock it because apparently you're still – workshopping it.
We could TikTok it.
Is next.
Oh, God.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
Well, I see the slips of paper.
Jerry Ott in Canton, Ohio says he feels like this is going to be a yerp or nerp kind of deal.
Ooh.
And that's not very nice of him, and also not a necessary callback.
It's a great callback. We're in trouble if it's anything like yerp or nerp, which I feel deserves a second chance. But
yeah, some of us
I'm alone
do.
On that
some
opinion.
Some of us don't.
All right, time now for the invented on the drive down to Rockford and the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It is now time for rockets or knockets or sockets.
Yep.
Or put it in your pocket. Sockets,
yeah.
Which is probably the same thing as the first one.
You're neutral.
How about,
you could,
how about rocket or mock it?
You could dock it. Oh, you could mock it. That is good. Yeah,
a lot of options.
If I'd have been in the car, I would have shared that.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Do we have any special music for
rocket? Oh, I don't know.
It has to be Dolly. I mean, it'd be Dolly Parton.
Or we go Guns N' Roses Rocket Queen.
Yeah, there you go.
It is special music. I'm not used to that.
Jesse never actually does this.
What is going on here?
All right, Jesse, can't wait to hear this game.
First up, all right, so I put a $20 bill in the little kiosk over there here at the Hard Rock. I put $5 on each of these things. You guys tell me whether it's a worthwhile use of my money or if it's more like the $8 golf ball I bought at the NFL draft. Here we go. The Detroit Lions to win the NFC North.
Okay.
Plus 125.
Five so you bet $5.
That wins
what
me
will you win?
$11.25.
Not a, so you double your money.
More than double your money, which I figure once the schedule comes out next week, the Lions will be the favorite. If you can get plus anything on the Lions winning the NFC North, I think they're going to be pretty favorable this year. So I like this wager. You want to rock it or knock it?
Yeah, Tosh? I'll rock it. I think... For as much as I am on board with your Green Bay Packers winning the Super Bowl, can we say Super Bowl then or not?
We can. It's not sponsored right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You're good. To win the big game.
No, you're good. You can say
no,
Super Bowl.
I understand. I don't feel comfortable. At 22 to 1 is worth it to me. So I'm on board with both. I think this is a safe, you know, $5, a little bop, and double it up. Detroit's going to be favored. They should be favored until Green Bay knocks them off. The Detroit Lions are kings of the North. Like, that's just the reality of this life that we live, even though since JFK got blown away, what else do I have to say? Mm-hmm. That's the last time that they won the division, I believe. That's not true. Made it won a playoff game. till this whole new golden era of Detroit football became into play. I remember singing that song when they finally got a game.
Yeah, you love the song. Yeah.
They are now the Kings of the North. And until we, as the Packers organization, that's where it's at. Now, do I think losing Benny Johnson and Aaron Glenn, is that going to be a big factor in Detroit? It is. So, as much as I think just the odds, boom, boom, I'm not going to be surprised if Detroit takes a step back.
I agree with Tausch. I am rocking that pick.
All right.
I like it. Now, the Packers have not won the division since 2021.
That's correct.
22 was the Vikings. 23 and 24 it was the Lions.
Yeah.
So the Packers have not won the division since 2021 when they had the most important number one seed in football history and squandered it.
Ugh. Next up in Rock It or Knock It, the Milwaukee Brewers to win the National League Central Division, plus 650. The Cubs favorites right now. They're a few games up on the Brewers for first place
How
in the NL Central.
Battle?
I'll pull it up for you right now. It was three or four games as of a day
as
or two
of now,
ago.
The Chicago Cubs lead the NL Central 22-16. The Cardinals are three games back at 19-19. The Reds are three games back at 19-19. And the Brewers are three games back at 19-19.
Yep. All right.
The Pirates bringing up the rear at 12-26.
And my thought here, the Cubs have been a little hot. Their offense has been great at the start of the season.
Okay.
Brewers are going to get Brandon Woodruff back at a nice triple A or a single A rehab in Appleton start the other day. They're going to get Woodruff back. They're going to get healthier.
What are you doing over there?
They have navigated the first 6 weeks of this season, staying about .500. I thought if they could do that, they'll be in good shape for the rest of the year as they get healthier.
Okay.
So I like the Brewers to win the NL Central at plus 650. $5 wins you $37.50.
What I don't love is, and Pat Murphy has commented on this, this team hasn't been as gritty. Like, last year was a grit. Mm-hmm. They're going to find a way. We're hoping, Woody will be back. I like the number that you're getting it at. I think it's worth a play, but I am not going to rock it. I'm going to crock pot it. I got to let this thing fester a little bit more and bring all those juices. I don't think we're there yet. I'm crock potting this, which means I'm tabling it and we're not doing it. Crock pot, not rock.
So you're not going to knock it. You're not going to mock
it. No, because
it.
I love the odds. I'm crock potting it, which is I'm going to hesitate before I go because I think you're going to get a better number than what you got right now.
Okay. Jason,
I am going to knock it. I do not. I said when we were giving our predictions on opening day that I did not think that they would make the playoffs this year. I stand by that. I do believe you will lose your $5 wager. But Tausch is right. Those are some sweet odds if they somehow pull it off.
I forgot I had another football one here, so I'm going to go back to football for a minute. Jaden Daniels player prop here for the season under 3,300.5 passing yards.
Can I ask a procedural question?
Take the under.
Jaden Daniels.
I thought you said Jaden Reed.
Maybe Jaden Daniels.
Hey,
why are we playing a Jaden Daniels
because
player prop?
I was looking at a couple of props. And I was looking.
You didn't do a Packers one?
Season long. No, I didn't see a Packers one on there, but not everybody's available yet. But I looked at I think the Commanders are going to take a second-year slump backwards this year. I think last year they caught fire. The league's going to figure them out. They're playing a second-place schedule, and I think the Commander's going to take a big step back. Jaden Daniels going to get figured out in his second season. So
I'll
buy that part of it. Under 3,300.5 passing yards for the season.
No, I'm knocking this one. I think 3,300 is not a ton, and if you think that they're going to struggle, what happens with teams that struggle? They fall behind. They end up getting pass-happy. No, I think that's a I really what is really knocking it? That's a double knocker.
Mock it.
Mock it and knock it.
If you are curious about Jaden Daniels in his rookie season, he was 10th in the league in passer rating with a 100.1, meaning he threw for 3,568 yards. 25 touchdowns against 9 interceptions.
Great year.
As a rookie for the Washington Commanders. This, I suppose, a factor into these types of wagers is obviously injuries, right? And so doing yards as opposed to other statistics that aren't necessarily predicated on compiling them does change the math a little bit for me. I still think he's going to have more than 3,300 passing yards. So I'm going to knock it as well.
Everybody's on your side with this. He's got Ayuk.
I don't even understand why you did this one instead of the other ones.
I feel I have strong conviction. It might be my bold prediction when we get to our boldathon. Commanders, big step back this year. Big step back.
Okay.
Last one in my hands here. NBA, Tausch.
It's your area of expertise.
Plus 350, the Indiana Pacers to win the Eastern Conference. They are the enemy. We do not like them because they took down the Bucks. Jason said he doesn't root for teams, but he doesn't mind rooting against the Pacers. Mm-hmm. They're up 2-0. They stole the first two of the series at Cleveland. They still have the best odds in the Eastern Conference, or meaning the best value of odds to win the East.
The Pacers do?
Yeah. Cleveland and
they're
Indiana.
They're not the favorites. They're the
Cleveland and Indiana
appealing.
Are tied for the furthest odds to win the Eastern Conference. So I thought great value, up 2-0, Indiana.
Love it.
To win the East.
Rock it all night long. Who sings that song?
Rock it all night long.
AC/DC? I'm AC/DC and rocking that thing. I think it's a great play. Indiana's going to win that series. I thought Cleveland was better. Cleveland was a matchup problem for the Bucks. Doesn't seem like they're a matchup problem for Indiana. Indiana's going to make it to the conference finals, and if they end up not having to play Boston, which it's starting to smell that way, going to relive the old 90s. Reggie and Spike and everybody else.
Even if they do play Boston, they remind me of when
Dale Davis.
Yeah.
Rick Smith.
Detlef Schrempf.
There's another Davis, too, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's the Davis boys. Dale.
There you go.
Even if they play Boston, they played Boston in the conference final last year, and it reminds me of when Wisconsin lost to Kentucky in the Final Four. I think they want Boston. Like, I don't think they'd be afraid of Boston at all. They're the kind of team that loves talking smack, and they would want Boston in the conference final for a rematch. And they played them tight in every game. They got swept, but they played them tight in almost every game of that series last year.
Jesse, the good news is this is a really good one for you. Well,
yeah, I think this is a
makes
a
up
big
for that
now.
Terrible Jaden Daniels.
Rock, yeah, it's a big boy rock.
I thought you meant the game in
this
general.
This is one of those AC/DC-ers. You rock this all night long.
Yeah. Well done.
We did it.
Although I guess we'll find out now in a matter of weeks, or in some of these, in a matter of months,
so
whether they were well
we're
done.
Got to file these away in a good envelope.
We're going to be coming back down here in June, and when we do is when I'll start looking into the Jordan Love and some of those other fun MVP-type bets, because I would bet –
good one.
Thanks. That will be a very good opportunity for a payout.
Nick in Boston, totally unprompted on the text line. What did Tausch put on his calendar for today? Music.
What does that mean?
On your personal calendar.
I love how many of our fans could
that's
make
that's so random. And I love it.
I'll take a look. I'm fairly certain it wasn't the I know this. It's not going to be the right time of where things fit.
Well, it is time for you to tell us about the beautiful Hard Rock Casino Rockford, which is where we are today.
I'm excited. We are all excited. Jesse's putting down some fun wagers. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space.
We
slot
can see it.
Machines everywhere. 1,300 of them. 50 right. Live table games, that sportsbook, comfortable seats in that sportsbook.
Yeah.
Sit back, relax. And I got a rock shop, and we're going to be hungry. I know that. And our guests can enjoy diverse dining options. I'm sure, Jason, you're going to get the Council Oak steak. I feel fairly
good. They don't open until 5. I already love.
You're going to get a monster porterhouse, and you're going to be eating it in the car like you were those melons on the way. I don't know if we're – I think we might hit the UU noodle bar.
Sure.
Got street tacos, constant grind. Hard Rock Casino Rockford has it all. And saw that picture, the beautiful purple gold guitar. That's where you know you're coming. And right down off of I-90, a little, right around an hour from Sun Prairie, door to door to Rockford, right off here, off of I-90, a premier entertainment destination. Chris Rock coming here about the next time we're coming. Chris Rock.
Is he on this stage or is he on a different stage?
Oh, no, it's not Chris. Who's coming here?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart is coming here.
He had Rock It or Knock It on the brain. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you thought Rock. So.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Maybe yeah. Chris Rock will be with him. Who knows?
I don't think so.
Probably not. Dolly Parton at some point. We're hoping comes. Wouldn't it be fun if Dolly, Chris Rock?
Here's an idea. Tell what? People about the acts that are coming.
What if they all come? I don't know what's so funny. Kevin Hart, that's who's so funny. He's coming to 21st of June.
Yeah, yeah.
June 21st, Kevin Hart.
Summer solstice.
We don't think Chris Rock is coming with him. That's what we don't think. I don't know.
You're one of one. The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford continues in 2 minutes.
Stop saying the name Rock.
So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.